This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week, we're talking girls track and field with junior newcomer to the sport, Tessa Morrison. So we'll get into how you've, you know, performed specifically in a moment. But just for you, I mean, how have you liked transitioning to a new sport with track and field in your junior year so far?
I've actually enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. I'm having a really great time so far this season.
Yeah, so speaking about, you know, track and field, it's kind of a unique sport because, you know, you compete both like individually, but also, you know, as part of a team at those invites and tri meets and quads or whatever. So, I mean, for you, do you feel like you're accustomed to the sport and kind of how it works yet? Because we were talking off the air, it's interesting because, you know, you are someone who has never competed or participated in track and field before this year. So do you feel like you've kind of gotten used to how it works yet?
Definitely these last few meets have been better than the first few. Definitely getting used to it a little more.
All right, so talk a little bit about, you know, the different events you are a part of as the season has progressed. I think you've kind of seen your results get better and better, of course, as you talked about getting used to the sport itself. So I mean, how do you feel about the events you compete in?
I do mainly sprints, and I feel like those are going pretty good, and I also do long jump and triple jump.
So what do you attribute to or maybe look to that's helped you, you know, be able to have the level of success you have as quickly as you've been able to kind of get used to the sport?
All the coaches definitely help a lot, and then also one of my friends, Elena Mitchell, has helped a lot too.
So what maybe drew you to track and field? I mean, obviously you have like the athleticism, as you've seen with some of your times, that, you know, it is a fit for you. What made you want to try it out?
I've always thought about it for a while, and I've had more people like push me to try to get me to say, oh, you should do track. And I've always told them, like, well, I have softball, but I've decided to try something new.
Well, what's it like competing with the team you're on? We touched on it a moment ago. You know, it's a sport where I feel like maybe that the heavy focus is on the individual, but there is still, I think, a lot of meaning in trying to compete and win, you know, team championships, whether it be at invites or, you know, in a conference meet or at the sectional level. So what's it been like competing just with the team you're on?
It's been really good. I feel like everyone's bringing in points to try to win the girls' side of it.
So when you look ahead to the season, I know we're, you know, basically, I would say maybe at the midway or so point of the outdoor season at this point, past the midway point of the overall season, you talk about the indoor portion of the season in the rearview mirror too. So just what type of maybe goals do you have for yourself, for maybe your team, for the remainder of the season?
Goals for myself is keep getting PRs in triple jump. I'm really close to state qualifying triple jump there, and improving my 100 time and 200.
Yeah, and this is really the last question I have for you with the transition to track and field. It is just, you know, what does it mean to you, I guess, to be able to have the level of success? I mean, I looked, I think, this week at the invite you guys competed at Monmouth Roseville, like you're in the top two or three in most of the events that you competed in individually. So just what does it mean to you to be able to transition so well? Because I'm sure there was maybe a little bit of nerves trying something new.
Yes, there was a lot of nerves the first few meets, and definitely doing good in most of my events has helped the transition be easier. But I know there's still work to do.
All right, Mercer County High School junior Tessa Morrison, new to track and field, but succeeding in the spring of 2026. Thanks so much for the time today, and good luck the rest of the season. I appreciate it.
Thank you.